Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Lamed Ches, and we finished Siman Vav. We left off at the end of Siman Vav with an extraordinary story that the Ramah actually made a Kedusha and a Nesuin on Shabbos itself, based on a combination of various factors. But the primary point was the Gemara says that when it's a mitzvah to get married, the person has not been married before, or he has married before, but he doesn't have children. It's instead of Tzarek Mitzvah, according to Rebbe Tam, is going to be Mutter. And we mentioned that that does not seem to fit with what the Chayyad said before, that opinion of bad is Aser, even though it's a Mitzvah, because you can't do Mechel Kumemker on Shabbos. So we explained that there's a difference between Mechel Kumemker and Kinyan. Mechel Kumemker is business, which was the primary aspect, which Chazal was concerned about. Business lends itself to riding and racing, etc. So Chazal answered Mechel Kumemker because of a gzeira of Ksiva. There's a second issue, which is an issur based on the Pesukim in Yeshaya, that Shabbos is not a day for doing business, that going trying to accomplish your purposes of personal purposes on Shabbos, buying and selling is problematic. Now, there's a second issue, even in the case of a person like buying and selling, a person, let's say, for example, is giving a present. It's not a mechel kumemker, it's not a sale. And so the idea of writing and recording, etc., doesn't usually apply. But there is a kinyan aspect of, because I'll answer the kinyan in and of itself, sort of as a gzeira otsu mechel kumemker. So kinyan, for the purpose of mitzvah, is going to be mutter. Acquiring a woman is not a mechel kumemker. It's more akin to the lines of the concept of kinyan. Therefore, the tzarech mitzvah is going to be mutter. So we can walk away from this chayotim with an important yisoid, that even though mechel kumemker is not permitted the tzarech mitzvah, but kinyan in and of itself is permitted for the purpose of the tzarech mitzvah. So therefore, if a person needs to transfer a present to somebody for the purpose of mitzvah aspect, that's going to be mutter on Shabbos. It has to be an aspect of which is tzarech mitzvah. For example, let's say you have a kli which has not been had tefillah, so if you want to give it to a non-Jew, and a kli which belongs to a non-Jew does not require tefillah before it's used. So you need it for Shabbos, and you want to transfer the ownership to the non-Jew to be doing it as a matana. That's going to be mutter. A very common example is a person has the arba minim, and it's Shabbos or Yom Tov. Not Shabbos, and it's Yom Tov. And somebody else needs to be yotzei, so you're makna, your dalad minim to them, that they should be yotzei to the mitzvah of dalad minim, because it requires the first 2 days of Yom Tov, it requires that should be lochem, it should be yours. Person has to own it to fulfill the mitzvah. So Reuben owns the set of dalad minim, and he is makna to Shimon that Shimon should be yotzei to the mitzvah. How is he allowed to be makna? He can't do kinyan on Yom Tov. It's for a purpose of a mitzvah, and that's going to be permitted to transfer that ownership. Somebody, your neighbor needs food, so you give them food on Shabbos. You can be makta the food to them, and you're giving them as a matana. You can be makta the food as their food. They don't have to eat your food. You're allowed to make it theirs. You're allowed to transfer ownership to them. So all those cases, for the tzarech mitzvah is going to be mutter. What the Chayyadim is going to do in Siman Zion is tell us that even in a case where it's going to be something which is actually a purchase, you're going to a storekeeper to get an item. So there is not a matana. The person is, you're purchasing it. But if you meet enough criteria, it's going to be permitted. We can make it look less like an act of mechel kumemker is going to be permitted. It's important to know that this heter of tzarech mitzvah is only mutter if it needs to be done on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. If it can be pushed up to be done until after Yom Tov, So then one should not do so. So a common example of that is some shuls had the custom that at the time of the bar mitzvah, they would be makna, they would give a present to the bar mitzvah boy. And the question is, how do they do that? How can they do that on Shabbos? You cannot give a matana on Shabbos, even the tzarich mitzvah, unless it's something which needs to be done today, can't be pushed off till afterwards. So one approach to that question is, they can be mezaket to somebody before Shabbos. So the rav of the shul, representing the shul, before Shabbos, goes over to the gabbai. It says, pick this up and be carted for bar mitzvah boy Beryl, who's getting bar mitzvah tomorrow. So before Shabbos, the gabbai is carted, and now belongs to Beryl, based on the nevzachon l'adam shalom b'fanov. And you're giving Beryl his own item. That's not a problem. But there's no kinyan taking place. Alternatively, you could do the opposite. They're saying, we're giving it to you today. We're not actually being magnet to you till after Shabbos. So you physically have the sefer, but it's not going to become yours till after Shabbos. So that's going to be a way to solve that problem. We'll start the Chayyadim tomorrow, where he goes, even in a case where there's the aspect of actual sale properties, and since a person is careful how he does it, it doesn't have a din of a sale. It has a din of just a kinyan, which is mutar l'tzarich mitzvah.